Turning to Eastern Cape, where Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman has, as he does, been working day and night trying to assist with respect to the water crisis. He joins me now, founder of the Gift of the Givers, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Good morning, Dr. Suleiman. It's so painful to that we always know we can have you as the first interview because you've always been hard at work, you know, probably hours before we began. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rafael. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
How are things going in Eastern Cape? I know you're looking. This is sort of a call for even more support.
Yes. Well, it's more a problem that could be solved internally without having to call outside support. But right now, the real issue is we came to know about this last week Friday. And I thought it was some small problem. By Tuesday, our phone lines, our group page, you know, team members' phones were going. And we couldn't understand what's happening. We said there's a water crisis. And we said, what water crisis? And then we realized it's man-made. The municipal workers have been striking. And as a result of that, water tankers that normally deliver water to certain hospitals were not being delivered. And of course, in some areas, pipes were damaged and destroyed from what we heard. I'm not sure about that. And water was then not getting to several areas. And then when CEOs of hospitals start calling you and crying on the phone, then it's quite serious. Business people, school principals, teachers, you know, and mayors, communities, water councillors, everyone starts calling and say, we've got a major crisis here. There's no water. People are in difficulty. In the University of Fort Hare, 10,000 students are affected. Many are getting dehydration, diarrhea and weakness. We need to solve the problem. How can you help us? Hospitals are calling. They're saying we're phoning other hospitals out of the grid who are not affected to get some linen from them because we can't wash our linen and we can't do any procedures, we can't do theater, we can't take in more patients. And they said, okay, we can lend you linen on condition you can wash it slightly and send it back to us, which they couldn't do. And as a result, everything was coming to a standstill and we had to step in.
Just to be clear, Dr. Suleiman, we spoke to you a few weeks ago about the interventions that Gift of the Givers was already making on the ground. Are you telling me that these striking municipal workers are sabotaging even those efforts?
No, this is a different area. This is a completely different area.
Okay.
So the way we're involved in is in Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. That's
right.
Going fine. You know what? You know, we almost put in about 10 million liters a day into the grid.
Okay.
With 25 balls and still going.
And now so we're in Raymond Shaba.
No. This is the bigger portion is Amatola District Municipality.
Okay.
That encroaches onto Raymond Mashlaba. University of Fort Hare is in Raymond Mashlaba, and it's dependent on water coming from Amatola. But the biggest problem is Amatola District itself, where the key areas affected is Adelaide, Bedford, Fort Beaufort, Alice, you know, and all the Flint Water coming up to King Williamstown, and everything in that district. It's a huge district. It covers a lot of people, a lot of hospitals, a lot of clinics, and a lot of schools. And all these areas are calling, wanting water. Even the paper, the train, the medical train that goes throughout the country, has stopped there in Fort Beaufort a few days ago. They've given an ultimatum. By today, if water is not restored, they're leaving, which is a huge blow to the people in that area who look forward to low-cost medical treatment, excellent service with medical people on the train, especially when there's such a shortage of healthcare workers in the country and reduced services. We've tried to, you know, intervene. We're putting JoJo tanks in the train. We're putting 5,000 liters per JoJo tank, selling our water tankers to them. And we're trying to speak to management to say, hold on, just give it a few more days. We're bringing in additional tankers from Cape Town. Redefined Properties just donated 2 water tankers to us. Hopefully they're underway today to the area. And, you know, we're trying to increase water to availability. Fortunately, last year when the drought was, you know, still quite severe in several parts of Eastern Cape, we drilled boreholes in several hospitals. And then when we asked them, the hospitals, why are you not using your boreholes? What's the problem? And they said, no, somebody's not working here. That one's not producing enough. We went there. There were minor problems. One, the switch was switched off. They didn't know how to put the switch on. So we fixed that up, and we fixed up 3 or 4 boreholes, and suddenly we got huge yields, which we are now using for hospitals, for the community, to fill the water tankers, so we don't have to travel far. It takes long to travel far to fill the water tanker, and it drives very slowly to come back again.
Absolutely.
So we try to find boreholes in the area, and some people have made their boreholes available. So actually, we're trying to speed up the process of what's possible, and we're trying to save the train from going away.
I understand there's also been assistance with providing hospital linen and other supplies.
Yeah, Butterworth Hospital. That's where we first realized there's a major problem.
Mm.
The Butterworth Hospital CEO called, and the CEO was in tears and said, we can't move forward. We, you know, our laundry is not functioning, and we can't do new patients. We can't do a theater. There's no drapes for theater. Oh, and there's no pajamas for patients. Mm. There's no gowns for the people to wear. You know, what do we do? There's no water to drink medication. We have to probably shut the hospital down. We're trying to shift the very sick patients to other hospitals, which is an additional cost to our health department that has no budget left in Eastern Cape. The deficit is $4.4 billion already because of litigation. And what do we do? So we bought linen. We took it across. But I said, are we going to buy linen every day? And we said, you've got two boreholes. Both were not functional. So first thing, early yesterday morning, we sent our teams in. Both boreholes are almost fixed up, which we will then divert the water directly into the laundry. And once we do that, a major problem of the hospital is taken care of, where they then don't have to move to other hospitals or find linen. We can solve that problem in the hospital and even have water for drinking for the patient.
So, Dr. Suliman, it seems as though within the next 48 hours, quite a bit will have stabilized across these many regions.
No. It's not going to stabilize. Those are only hospitals. You know, you don't have enough boreholes and enough water tankers and enough speed. To get, I'm talking about hospitals and schools. There's communities that are desperate. Mm-hmm. When we take the water at night, when we finish in the daytime with the schools and hospitals, and we get night to an area, when we tell the communities we are coming, there's floods of crowds already waiting to get to the water tanker, and then outrun each other to try to get the water out of a desperation. It's not a very dignified scene to see that.
No, it's not.
Okay. And why should this be happening to people, you know, just because somebody's on strike? Mm. And the other problem is, what do old people do? What do the people physically challenged do? We're taking water to schools that have agricultural schools that teach kids. For 3 weeks, there's an agricultural school that had no water.
Dr. Suliman.
The old home stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is extremely dire. Out of interest, what is government's intervention regarding the striking workers?
That's what I like to know. That's what we're not sure what's going on.
Right.
From the inside information we're getting from May, this thing is going nowhere. We're in for the long haul. There's no progress. Nothing's happening. That's the one problem.
As always, we will give the number to Gift of the Givers. As always, we've got generous listeners. We've also got many listeners in the Eastern Cape. What can people who are near you do to assist?
We basically just, you know, the hospital support with just pajamas, linen, pillowcases, blankets. That's required urgently. If people can make bottled water available in the meantime to give to institutions, because we can't get the water tankers fast enough to all the institutions.
Okay.
In other words, homes for the physically challenged, mentally challenged, orphanages, the homes for the elderly, they need bottled water. We know where to direct it. There's a quick fix in the meantime, whilst we're trying to open more boreholes and maybe even drill more boreholes to try to solve the problem. But of course, the most decisive intervention has to come from government. I think I don't any leader country. You don't see any decisive action. This didn't happen yesterday. It's happening for 2 months, 2 weeks. I mean, where are they? They need to have decisive action from government. This is absolutely a disgrace, to be honest.
It really is. We'll need to follow up with government. Dr. Suliman, as always, Godspeed and all the best for the coming days. Founder of Gift of the Givers Foundation. If you are in the Eastern Cape area, as he said there, any hospital support you can give, bottled water, linen, pajamas, make sure it gets to institutions. They are obviously masters at logistics and can distribute it, but they can't get the tankers fast enough to people who need it.